Gotcha. Okay, so we saw the Mandamit says we ate in the Chaim's Chalk Aretz. That's our Mishnah holding that Mandyamar. The Mandamit learns out from Sukkim. And Yenison says, Baraz is Chalka. I says, the Shema is Matis Avaisam Yilchalu. There's mashma that's totally in the avos, meaning the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Teretz is that this, even though Batsim is it's the Bayaretz, but still we have this funny thing that goes back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, and it gets redivided. And we saw yesterday, and it's going to be again the Hemshuch, that's why I'm repeating it. We saw yesterday, which at first glance would be a machlaikis between the Rishbam and other Rishayim, and actually Rashi and Chumash. Rishbam over here says that the case that we say that goes back is when Reuben and Shimon were Yetzim Mitzrayim. And Shimon had one son, Reuben had 10 sons. So then the 10 and the 1 were Nichlas Eretz Yisrael. They get their 11 Chalakim, send it back to Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben and Shimon redivide it, and then it goes back down to their children. That was the Rishbam's pshat. Rishayim and Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that we're not talking about going back to Reuben and Shimon respectively, we're talking about going back to Yaakov. And it goes back to Yaakov, and then it gets subdivided to Reuben and Shimon, subsequently to the 1 and the 3, 1 and the 10. Now, at first glance, Pasha is a machlaikis. And Kaminaf Kaminis. Again, because we shouldn't have a problem with the Rishbam, right? The Rishbam, we say it just goes up, the Torah talks about it, it goes up, it just goes straight down. Why does it get divided equally between Reuben and Shimon? It makes sense that it go equally to Reuben and Shimon. If it goes back a generation to Yaakov, then it goes back to Reuben and Shimon. If it just goes up to Reuben and Shimon, it should go straight down. So that the Taz brings down, that's a kasuv, that it gets divided. But Rashi, Pashas, Rashi learns that we're talking about that the Yaakov is evolved over here is to answer this problem. Because if it just goes Reuben and Shimon, Pashas Rashi would hold that it doesn't get equally divided between Reuben and Shimon, and that's why we need that there should be Yaakov over here. Yaakov also left Mitzrayim, and then, so when Reuben and Shimon each have their amount of kids, goes back to them, and goes back to Yaakov, and then, once it's by Yaakov, all 11 Chalakim are by Yaakov, it gets subdivided 5.5, 5.5 to Reuben and Shimon, and maybe Shimon has one kid, gets 5.5, and Reuven's 10 kids have to fight over that 5.5. But if you look at the Ritva, this one afterwards, the Ritva wants to say that the Betz is not machlaikis. The Ritva wants to say that Rashi is moedet Rashbam. There is a machlaikis, but the Ritva wants to say that Rashi is moedet Rashbam, that there was no Yaakov on the scene. Yaakov wasn't Yeretz Mitzrayim, it was just Reuben and Shimon that was Yeretz Mitzrayim, the left Mitzrayim, over 20, and they had one kid and 10 kids. Still, Rashi would be Maida to Rishbam, that it would go back to Reuben and Shimon and get subdivided between Reuben and Shimon without that extra step of going to Yaakov. And the Rishbam would be Maida to Rashi if Lo Yitzur. If Lo Yitzur, there was no Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon, let's say, were less than 20 when they left Mitzrayim. It was only Yaakov. Then it would go back to Yaakov also. It doesn't stop at one to the office. It also could go to the grandfather, and that's how it would be subdivided. The kids are. But either way, there is a machlekes how to learn Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. The Rishonim say it was a Shal in the Girsa. Whether we have the Girsa, Ma Nimekayim L'Shemes Matis Avaisam Yinchol Meshul Nachuzum Kol Nachshavayim Shkol Nachshavayim Chayim Rosh Meis Chan Meis Mirosh Chayim, and Where was the Gersa? Oh, it's all VM. I guess the Gersa in the Marshall. It's the Gemara is going to give the marshal. Okay, we'll see the Gersas in the Gemara. So Kitzur, so we have that Machlaikis. Now that Machlaikis Pashtis also filters down to this next Gemara, and there's the Machlaikis showing how to learn the marshal. The Gemara gives a marshal to this idea, and there's also the Machlaikis showing how to understand the marshal. Amar Rebbe, Em Shulch HaMashal, L'mar Dovetayimah. The shnei achim kohanim shoy birachas laechad yesh loy ben echad veechad yesh loy shnei banim v'holchul goyren zesh yesh loy ben echad noitlo chelk echad zesh yesh loy shnei banim noitlo shnei chalakim u'machzirin etz lavien v'chayz v'cholkim b'shava. So you have two kohanim that are brothers. One has one kid, one has two kids. They go to the goyren to get the truma. Then they give it back to their parents, and it gets divided equally, and then it gets divided equally. So one of the two go back to the brothers, and they divide equally. So according to Rashbam, says Rashbam, what's going on here? Why are you doing this by Truma? Why are they? What's the mashal? Why by Truma? If two brothers and their kids are getting truma, why should it go back? Why should it get divided equally by Reuben and Shimon, the two kainim? Nechtesi. Yeah? Says the Rishbam, V'hisnu b'neyim, lachle, kol trumas, hanisana is l'shnei b'shava. There's nothing, there's no real idea of it, it's all fake. It's just a bunk that they made it tonight like that. Yeah? And so we're just using it again, it's a marshal, just using it as a marshal. How it gets redivided once it goes back. The Kodesh Bam, that's the Moshel, and the Nimshel is exact same case, where it's going back off to Reuven and Shimon, who are just brothers, and still it's being divided, because that's the Xeris of Kosov over here, that gets divided by the two brothers, even though that's no reason why it should get divided equally amongst the two brothers. If one had 10 kids and one had one, like all the Shiny Mass. The Ramban over here learns that the case is the case of the Mashal is a case of Makire Kuhuna. Yeah? The din of Makire Kuhuna, actually we have it in Mitzvah Shem coming up in Tzkuf Chav Gimel and Beis. There's a sugya of Makire Kuhuna. That is, if a certain Kayin is Rogel to get the Truma, so then there's a certain Tzchusim that he has to get the Truma. The concept of Makire Kuhuna. How it works is a Bzunda Shail by itself. That's definitely not for now. But the concept of Makiri Kuna. That means, says the Ramban. So what's the Mashal over here? The Mashal over here is that the father, okay, the father of Reuven and Shimon, I mean the grandfather of the one and three, or one and two, whatever, yeah, is the one who's the Makiri Kuna. He's the one that's rogel to get the Truma. So his kids and his grandchildren go get Truma. So that's who's the one that's supposed to get the truma? The grandfather. So they give to all the kids that come and get the truma. They'll give each one a small portion. They have to go back and bring it to their grandfather because he's the one that has the schus in the truma. And Mela, he gets everything. And if he wants to give it to his two kids, he'll give it to them equally. So that's the mashal. But the point is, says the Ramban, this is really in the world of Rashi, that even in our Gemara, the Chayim, the Meisim Yerushim as a Chayim, what that means is that we're talking about the grandfather, that was Yerushim Mitzrayim, and it goes to him, and then it gets distributed equally to Reuven and Shimon, and subsequently to the next generation. So the mashal, the feeder Rishbam, you can't have that. The feeder, it's going just one up, and then it has to just be an artificial division. They just made up that way that they're going to divide it. According to the Ramban, we're talking about going up to the grandfather, where it makes sense that it gets subdivided to Reuven and Shimon equally because it went an extra generation up, and male, his two kids yarshin equally. If all 11 machlokim go back to Yaakov, then if Reuven and Shimon yarshin from Yaakov, automatically it's going to go 50-50. And that's why the mashal has to reflect that. So another way for the mashal to reflect that, it has to be that we're talking about the grandfather's makiri kuna, and therefore anything that's been collected from all the grandchildren have to automatically go back to the father, because their whole schus to get it is only because of the grandfather. And male, if he gives it back to everyone, he's going to give it equally. So that's the mashal changes the Rashi Chumash, as opposed to the Rashbam we have in our sugya. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, La'elu Nischalka Aretz. Kedei L'kayim Shneim Kreis Halalu. Right, La'elu. He ate Mishraim Ba'aretz Chazar Lesley L'haytano. He doesn't hold of Chazar. The only reason why Chazar came into existence was we had a problem with the Pesukim. Kudis Man Yomar, we have two Pesukim. One's Mashma Leila, and one is Matas Avaisam. So it's true. It's both true. As we'll see in Hamshul Gemara. Masnisim took Mashap Ali Bey, Dimrai Slavchod, Lidi Dei Nami, Notul Gimachalakim. The Islay Nami, the Eitz Mitzrayim, Mitzchalk Aretz, and therefore, Chayfer, and Slavchad also got a chalik. So even though there was in Slavchad's family there were no boyarets, but mitzad the din of the Eretz Mitzrayim, the Menai Slavchad were able to get a chalik. Behind the meal el Tanan command on the Eretz Mitzrayim is chalak aretz. Loi mina masnis Rabbi Yeshi who says it's only Eretz Mitzrayim, meaning anyone that holds of any type of Eretz Mitzrayim being Yairish, then B'nai Slavchad will get a Yerusha. Whether it's Yairish Mitzrayim and Boyaretz, or it's just Yairish Mitzrayim, either way, it makes sense that they will get a Chel. Therefore, it was Saisim and said, Yairish Mitzrayim, it didn't give the Tana name, because it's really Tutanai. Okay, so. Hayam Yairish Mitzrayim. Noitel Chelkai im Yairish Mitzrayim. Hayim Boyaretz. Noitel chelkoi in Bayaretz. Mikan u'mikan. Noitel chelkoi mikan u'mikan. Look, Rashba. Hoi mi'yetz Mitzrayim. Hachi Purushayim. Hoi mi'yetz Mitzrayim. Lulo in Bayaretz. Goin. Ruven shiatz Mitzrayim. Vuhu ben chaf. Hoi l'ban v'midbar. Meis Ruven. Ban v'ayit feilim. Chasas ma'aretz. Ve'ni chon l'itol b'shul atzman. Lefi sh'enim b'nei esrim. So then, Noitlin. Nightland, show me the name. Right there. Right, Bainehen, Chelk Echel Bashil Ruvain, Shahi Meretz Mitzrayim. So you know that even though they can't Yarish on their own right, but they can get it from their father, Midin, Yeretz Mitzrayim. Now, what about the Karen? Honey by Yarez, Loim Yeretz Mitzrayim, Ben Ruvain, Shahi Ben Mitzrayim. Umeis bin Mitzrayim, he was in Yeretz Mitzrayim, and Banim Hayit Feil Mitziyason, and the Banim were also less than 20. He's dead, the Banim less than 20. Shenichlus Ularetz, Hoy Bnei Esrim, Noi Kol Echad B'chelk, Chelkoi Im Ba'ei Ha'aretz, Inami, Shotzu Bin Mitzrayim, Lohay Ben Esrim, Poyel Banim Midbar, Umeis Ruvain, in the Midbar, so Ruvain was neither Yeretz Mitzrayim, or Ba'ei Ha'aretz, and they were 20. Okay, so that part is simple. But either or is simple. What happens? What is the case? The next case of Gemara. And if it was both, Mekan. What is this case? So here we have Mechalik of Shain. Says the Rishbam. So here, these kids who are getting their own Yerusha, and they're also getting their father's Yerusha, who was 20 when he was Mitzrayim. So noit lechelkon b'shul atzman shein bayaretz, v'noit nami chelk echad b'shul avihen shein yaretz Mitzrayim. That's the pshat. That's the first pshat. Yesh Mefarshim. So according to this, the Mekan and Mekan is not talking about the same person. Meaning, the Bnei Ruvain are getting Mitzad to different people. It's not the same person that's getting a double chelik Mitzad Atzmai. It's the Bnei Ruvain getting one chelik Mitzad Atzman and one Mitzad their father. Yesh Mefarshim, Hayim Mekan and Mekan, but other Mechad Meirit. Shayim Yates Mitzrayim, Umi Bayaretz. Good going. Would he have a case of guys Yates Mitzrayim by Aretz? It couldn't be that he was less than 20 when he left Mitzrayim, because then he doesn't get a din of Yates Mitzrayim. So what's the case? It must be that he was more than 60, and if he was more than 20 when he left Mitzrayim, he's dead when time he gets to except Kalev and Yehoshua, which the Gemara is going to say in a second. That says they got in Echan, they got two Chalakim. No, actually, Mar doesn't say that, but they also got other Pesachim. But anyway, Menich Zaretz, Damir Lekamon, Menich Zaretz, B'yesen Ben Shishim, Havalei, Hai Gavra, Atzmoi, Mirets Mitzrayim, Umi Bayaretz, Hilkochito, Shnei Chalakim, Lav Milsi. This case of the 60-year-old is Lav Milsa. But that's not a cloud. That's one prat Yeshua and call it. But Lav Milsi, the Mishum Bayaretz Layitol Chiksev Leile Techale Karetz Abnei Yitz Mitzrayim Udichsev. Because what does the pasuk say? Dichsiv ashloi hoye behem ish mipkude moishev aron akayin. Lav yaitz mitzrayim atzman kai. Because the pasuk la'ed chal garetz benachla b'mitzvah shemais. Is there a chumash here? Pile? The Midbar. So.
You'd still receive a Nachla if you're over 60.
What?
You'd still receive a Nachla if you're over 60.
Oh, so that actually some Rishonim have a problem with that as well on Rashi on this Pshat. Some Rishonim, the Yad Rama has a problem with that. Yad Rama has a problem with that. Because he makes it sushdel to Erechin, and then the Shainim argue. One second, Chavav and Gimel. But that's also Shalom Shainim. It's possible that over 60, maybe another Sephardi shouldn't get an Afla. Let's see what's going on. There are so much lame. They call guards around the Shainim. There's a lot of time. That's not. Doesn't say it over here. The Rambam says he's got a problem. Now he's saying this whole parish is only those that weren't. Where does it say that? Well, they weren't mepkudei Moshe v'Aaron Akayin. It says nafka on the. Okay, so I'm not sure how he knows that. The Rambam is assuming that's only the Elayla is those that weren't in Moshe Rabbeinu's count. I mean, it's the children of those that are in Moshe Rabbeinu's count, and not the Yetzim Mitzrayim themselves. But he agrees from the Sefta, it's mashma like these Rishonim. Why? Yeshua v'Kalev. Morning Shuv Kalev. Not the Gimachalakim Menachla. Shahayim Yez Mitzrayim. Umin Haim Din Bavis Maya. They should not Lechelkam Shalom Ragam. So they got three Chalakim. Two for their own, for themselves, because they were Yez Mitzrayim and Bayaretz. And also, Gemara is saying in a second, they also got the Chalak of the Meraglim and the Mislain. So he's saying Tesefta is Mashma like that. Zok Gemara Vayita. Meraglim Yeshua called not Lechalkam Mislainim, that's Kairach, why Helam Chalak Baretz. Habon not lebischos avi avien, ubischos avi masein. Look, Rashi. Meraglim afalpi shahay bit levneim shebol laaretz litl chelik avien shayim yaitz mitzrayim. That's him. They should get their father's chelik. Falachil I not lo el yeshuva called not the chelkan. He'll see. Choyim and anoshim ahem. Choyim and anoshim. Come on, mishmaizing. We're going to ask choyu bechelkan. They live in their chelik. That means choyu min anoshim. Shamatoyin is chayiv. Rasha, Ravitzad Miska Mechalkai. The Rasha became Chai, they couldn't come to Israel. And therefore, Yeshua and Kalev, who were there, but they weren't part of it, they got their Chalakim. The Makra, Shamin and Shalayim, Ragan, Muslim, 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 Elam Raglim, that's Loihoy Besoycha Eid means in Raglim. Haniyod Mal Hashem is a Mislainim. And it's Karak Mashmoy. So, you know, they preface their request by saying that Slafel wasn't either from Raglim, nor from Mislainim, nor from Kairach. In other words, had he been from one of those groups, then they would have understood why they're forfeiting their Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But since he wasn't from them, therefore they felt they should get a chelik. We see, derech agav, that those people, taka, didn't get a chelik. Lomi gershem, abinu ma'achad lehoye, lomi ragu ma'am, that's karech, mechlal, the chalanach, not the chelik, b'neim chelik, ba'aretz, b'schuz ever same. Okay, so Yeshua got their chelik. Now, what about the mislainim? About this karech, so what that Gemara says, that Yeshua and karech, that Yeshua and karech didn't get. So therefore, but they themselves didn't have a chelik naaretz. So how did their kids b'chal have a chelik naaretz? Teretz is either they had it together from a grandfather, or another grandfather, either from the father from the mother. Mislainim b'das karech l'kamim farish. Mislainim sheb b'das karech. Vayim b'chamishim b'sayim ish. Lehayim lehem chelik naaretz shleinatu b'neim es chelkon. Matli shahayim mislainim yetz mitzrayim. Ella. Keman l'snayu dami mizachu kol ha'shvatim v'chel kom k'ilu nischalki ha'itim Yisrayim b'loi nislein them. They were just non-existent v'nishra b'chel kol echa v'echa purta v'aytan etzmir le'le ha'itim Yisrayim nischalki aretz v'ichu meymer maskan muslim v'shem ha'lozri dam v'le'le nischalki aretz v'abonim shal meraglim v'sloinim shabal aretz v'lo'yay yichon l'inko b'shul aviyem. So where they get a chel from? Not l'b'schos avi aviyem. Im ha'in ha'yum Yeretz Mitzrayim. They had a grandfather who was pumped from Yeretz Mitzrayim. So even though they're not going to get it from their father, they can still get it from their grandfather. Al chelik avin shali royal and lito mishvul avin atzman shayim Yeretz Mitzrayim ois chelik nitin leyeshua v'kolim neraglim shalom esleinim nitin lechol shvata. Again, what's going to be saying? Im loy ha'yul im asayim achin. The other way, because the mother had brothers, then the brothers would get it. And if the brothers would get the grandfather, the mother's father's chelik before the daughter's children, as we had before. We're going. B'nei Avinu, B'nei Avimen, Nachlo. Shalachu B'neim, Lizukayim, Kasil, Shmais, Matz, and Vaisam, Chodorishal B'neim. You know, there's also could go, it could also work, that goes back to the, it goes back to the grandfather. Now, in fact, the Gemara, Back to the Gemara. My mashma, the highly shemes matz advice. The Yitzim Mitzrayim Ksiv Dilma Shvatim Kamat La. The whole Gemara, the whole blot, we're assuming that the shemes matz advice is referring to Yitzim Mitzrayim. Either means the Yitzim Mitzrayim is Chalga, or it means either the Bayar is Chalga that goes back to the matz the shemes matz advice. So meaning it goes back to Yitzim Mitzrayim. So how do you know that? Maybe it means Dilma Shvatim Kamalo. What's Gemara's Kashta? Dilma Shvatim. So we have Machlaikas. Rashi says, Shpam says, My Dahai Vais Ma Yetz Mitzrayim Kamar, the Fiyam in the Yetz Mitzrayim is Chal Gaaretz. Dilma Shvatim Kamar, Yud Beis Bnei Yaakov, Lehem is Chal Gaaretz, Ma Yetz Mitzrayim. Shem is Avais, Ma Yetz Mitzrayim is Shvatim. So maybe it goes back to Ruvit Shem Alevi V'chulu, and it gets subdivided. It means the whole of Eretz Yisrael goes to the Shvatim, and Mela, it doesn't make a difference how big the Shevet is. It doesn't make a difference how big the Shevet is. They get it from the Shvatim. So how do you know Bechal? Maybe they just mean what? Maybe who said it means it's Yetz Mitzrayim Bechal? Maybe it means it goes straight to the it starts with the Shvatim. That's the way Rashi learns. Who's the concept of Yetz Mitzrayim? Who's the concept of Yetz Mitzrayim? The Rimagash learned, the Shidu Zan Rimagash, that Hachkama, that Pleilei Tzol, L'shnei Mas Chalokim, L'shnei Mas Hashvatim. In other words, and maybe when it says l'shemais matez avaisam, what the pasuk is good for telling me is, and this is a subject of very big machlekes. It's in Geir sugyas later. Think like a kufchav aleph, and there's a huge machlekes Rashi and the Ramban, and a few places Al Tayer Biker in Parshas Pinchas. I think it's actually also coming up in Parshas Vayechi, where a very fundamental machlekes in the whole Yerushas Aretz. When the Ramban says Eretz Yisrael is divided up into 12 equal parts, each shevet got an equal chelek, and the whole sugya that we're talking about over here is really just how we're subdividing it. Yeah, but each one got an equal chelek. Rashi is not like that. Rashi learns the chelek of each shevet was kafi the amount of the people. The Rav Tarba is more than coming up. The Rav Tarba. Matamit, that's a shayla, how to learn it. Very complicated machlekes. It's more kuf chavalef. There's Rimagash over there, if I remember correctly. Dakapanim, there's Rimagash over here also. Rimagash over here is saying that it was equal, that the Gemara's kasha is, maybe that's what the pasuk is telling me. Maybe when it says the shame is not the vaisam, what the pasuk is telling me is that it's divided in 12 equal parts and not divided kafi the amount of people. That's how he learns Gemara's kash. The Gemara. Dilma shvatim kamala. Dilma shvatim kamala. The Gemara. 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 Yerushi lachem aveseichem. Yaitz Mitzrayim ka'amalu. Zot Yerushbam. It says, Hine nesat lachem Yerusha. Merosh ani Hashem. And this pasuk was talking to, this pasuk is in Shema. Yaveis Yeschem, this is from the Yaitz Mitzrayim. Yaveis Yeschem, Elar Zashin nesat, Nesat Yaz Yodi, Loseis Oysel. Let me just go back. Nesat Yoysel lachem Merosha. Hashem is telling the Yaitz Mitzrayim, they gave Eretz Yisrael the name of Yerusha. So Mela says, Rishbam, the Vada Elohim never passed Gazette. So Mela, this is where we know that Mate Avayasim doesn't mean the Shvatim, it means the Yetzei Mitzrayim. And in Rimagash, you can take a look and see how it looks.